Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Bill Brandt, DSI.biz. That's his website, Development Specialist, Inc. Bill has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 21 years. He's our he's a global problem solver and works with countries and corporations all over the world. Bill, I want to talk about the economic implications of the coronavirus. As I in my column this week, I said that the coronavirus itself can't be a black swan because we already had SARS that came out of China. So we can imagine it, therefore it's not a black swan. However, the implications, the impact, the potential implications of it on the global economy could become a black swan. I remember with SARS, the reason I remember it so well is because an international group I was a member of was going to go to China to have one of our meetings. And in the middle of SARS, we changed and went to Sweden. Now, I'm glad we got to go to Stockholm because it's beautiful, but that changed our plans back in those days. It had an economic impact on China and Sweden. So what are the economic implications of the coronavirus? You know, not to minimize the health issues and the problems there, but there is an economic impact, isn't there?
Sure, and it's clear right now, Jim, that the economic impact is far greater than what happened with SARS. As of this conversation this morning, more than 70 separate air carriers have stopped flights into and out of China from virtually every nation on Earth. Cathay Pacific, Hong Kong's carrier, has 90% of its flights, you know, from Hong Kong to Victoria and Trill City. They're all stopped, and now Cathay Pacific is finding its market to the U.S. and other locations reduced.
Yeah.
So the airlines are probably going to lose somewhere near $5 billion just in this first quarter from revenue with respect to what the SARS impact is. The impact will have a somewhat debilitating effect on the Chinese economy. It will slow the Japanese economy's recovery. It will have an impact on Thailand, Cambodia, Malaysia, Taiwan.
And you haven't even talked about the level of China's involvement in our global supply chain.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. When half of these planes that leave Hong Kong, the revenue isn't made on the passengers, it's made on the cargoes below
deck. The belly.
And those planes aren't flying. And so you've got, I'm involved in the fishing industry in Peru, and one of the things I do. The fishing industry in Peru is every day sending numbers of ships, container cargo ships, with fresh fish for human consumption and fish meal for agriculture production to China. Their ports are essentially closed. All of these ships are now experiencing demurrage in ports away from China for fresh fish for human consumption. That's all gone bad. So you've got, if you can't get into port, you can't unload your goods. And so this is going to have an impact that's going to go on for a while. Note that the airlines basically have extended their stoppage of flights through the end of March, and now I see they're moving through the end of April. I suspect by the time it's all done, the end of April is going to be more uniform. So this is going to slow growth terribly in a lot of locations.
This is going to cause every corporation almost on the planet to reset their expectations for 2020, isn't it?
Not exactly. Let me give you the sidebar you hadn't thought about. there are a whole bunch of folks like Tencent and Alibaba in China, and obviously other apps here in the U.S. which specialize in working from home or telemarketing apps or teleworking apps. Those are skyrocketing like WeChat in value.
Right.
All of a sudden, if you take a look, people are working from home, and all of those apps are now getting a usage factor.
Mm-hmm.
And their stocks are experiencing growth because of it. So like every disaster, there are some winners and some losers, and all of a sudden the working from home apps are taking
but
off
that's,
like a skyrocket.
Those aren't enough alternatives to reset,
to
make up for U.S. for the steel industry in America, for the for the electronics industry, the technology, the computer equipment, components that come out of China.
Jim, I will give you all that, but in terms of your black swan analogy, think about this. This is the first time that a lot of people are now forced to do this. But before this, they've been by choice. Mm-hmm. People are going to get fastened with doing this. And once this epidemic is over, there's going to be a better toll hold by
Next
these
city.
Academics for telemarketing. Right. And so that does change the course of history a bit.
Well,
people will be more familiar with it.
That's not unlike if you look back at the plague, the people who studied the plague, which was horrible 600 years ago, but it changed the course of Western history. Hey, Bill, good job today. Thank you for your report. Stay safe and stay out of China for us, okay? Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.